各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Dearly beloved brothers and sisters, may peace be with you.
昨天晚上我们讲过，个人灵性的破口是我们要注意的地方。
Last night we talked about the breaches of a personal spirituality.
今天我们来讲另外一个破口。
Today we're going to talk about another breach.
就是家庭的破口。
Which is the breach of the family.
这个世界上有很多人伦之间的关系。
Within this world, there are many different kinds of relationships between men and men.
什么关系应该是最强烈、最持久的呢？
What kind of relationship will be most long-lasting?
应该是婚姻。
I believe it's marriage.
因为神设立婚姻。
Because God has created marriage.
夫妻就要成为一体。
And when husband and wife become as one.
从此就不分离了。
And they will never depart from one another again.
但是经过了那么多年。
But after many years,
自从罪进到世界之后，
ever since sin entered this world,
什么人之间的关系最脆弱呢？
What is the relationship of two people the most fragile?
就是婚姻，
which is marriage.
你认识一个朋友，
you know your friends.
20年、30年、50年的朋友，
you've known them for 20 years, maybe up until 50 years.
不难找，
and it's not hard to find.
但是要找一对金婚50年的，这不容易了。
But for you to find a marriage of a couple that has lasted over 50 years, this is very hard for you to find now.
兄弟之间、姐妹之间的感情也是一样。
This is the same for relationship between brothers and sisters.
但是要找到一对可以终老的婚姻也不简单。
But it's very hard and very difficult for you to find a marriage that will last to the end.
像今天的西方社会。
For example, like the westernized culture.
已经很多年轻人因为看到婚姻制度的这个不完那个问题。
There are many young people who see the instability of marriage.
其实不是制度的问题。
And usually it's not because the problem with marriage.
而是制度中的人出了问题。
But it's the people that's within this marriage that has these problems.
所以很多就不结婚了。
So there are many people who choose not to wed.
很多就同居就算了。
And many people choose to live together but not to wed.
选择结婚的那些部分呢？
But who are the people who choose to marry?
根据统计，西方、欧洲、北美洲社会，差不多50%的婚姻都是失败的。
There has been surveys with North America and also in Europe. Usually 50% of marriage will lead to failure.
剩下那些婚姻到底有多少是快乐的婚姻呢？
Then who are the ones who are left with a happy marriage?
可能数目不是很多。
I would believe the number is not great.
所以这个今天成为今天社会上一个非常大的破口。
So today, this has become a great big breach in society today.
我们请来看耶利米书。
Let's turn to Jeremiah.
第十章。
Chapter
10. 耶利米书的第十章。
Jeremiah chapter 10.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
耶利米书第十章二十节。
Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 20.
十章二十节，我的帐篷毁坏，我的绳索截断，我的儿女离我出去没有了，无人再知道我的帐篷，挂起我的幔子。这一节可以说是一个预言，也是一个现代人的哀歌。
This verse could be said as a prophecy and also the sorrowness of a man that's living in today's life.
当然，这个它有宗教的背景在里面，预言说整个以色列百姓的信仰的堕落的软弱。
Of course, this has.Part of that our beliefs, which is about it prophesies about the Israelites, where their beliefs will deteriorate.
但是因为信仰的软弱，这里说帐篷毁坏，就是家庭不美满啊。
But here it says that my tent is destroyed. That means their family is not happy.
家庭有破口了。
And now there's this breach within the family.
有哪一种破口呢？
What kind of breach?
这里说有两种，第一就是绳索折断。
And there's two kinds, which the first kind is the ropes are snapped.
什么叫绳索呢？
What does it mean by ropes?
就是夫妻之间紧密的爱，那关系啊，断掉了。
Which is this intertwining love, this closeness of the husband and wife, it has been snapped.
现代的婚姻危机大概在三个时期会出现。
And the marriage problem of marriage will happen in three stages.
第一就是结婚大概七年之后，所谓的七年开始就痒了，这七年之痒。
The first stage will be the 7-year itch.
因为七年之后，很多东西都不新鲜了。
Because after 7 years, nothing will be new to you anymore.
这个时候是第一个危机的时间。
This is the first stage of this problem of marriage.
第二个是中年危机。
The second is the problems which you hit midlife crisis.
如果中年的时候事业很顺利，赚很多钱。
If you're very smoothly in your careers during your mid age.
这个也是危机。
This is could be also a great problem.
因为身边的异性会出现很多。
Because you'll see a lot of opposite sex.
这个时候危机就来了。
And this time, this problem will occur.
如果很不顺利的话。
And on the other side, if your career is not going so well.
也是一个危机。
Could be also a problem.
因为压力很大。
Because you have this great pressure on you.
因为中年人是所有的年纪当中承担从上而来的压力，从下面上来的压力都一起。
Because for a mid-age person, they have the most pressure from above and also from below.
但是如果经过这两个时期，还有一个时期会危险的。
But after you face the first and second stage, there's another stage that may be problematic.
就是退休老年期。
Which is after you retire.
因为发觉老年期的时候，两个人的时间很多了，怎么相处呢？
Because once you retire, you'll find that the time that you have with your husband or wife has grown, and you don't know how to live with them.
那问题是神创造婚姻是好的。
But the thing with that is, when God created marriage, it was good.
我们来看创世纪第二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪第二章。
Genesis chapter 2.
第十八节。
Verse
18. 二章十八节。
Chapter 2, verse 18.
耶和华神说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。既然是神他所设计的东西就不会不好。
Since marriage was designed by God, then it is only of good.
这里神设立婚姻是好的。
Here God created marriage, which is of good.
是很特别的。
It's something very special.
那么神创立了婚姻之后，这个事情是在伊甸园神第一件为人类所做的事
This is the first thing establishing this marriage between men was the first thing God had done for men.
因为神知道这个很重要。
Because God knows this is very important.
有东西吃，有地方住，不单止还要帮人类设立一个婚姻的制度。
Even though you have something to eat and a place to live under, but you do need this marriage.
但是魔鬼很厉害。
But Satan is very wise.
我们来看第三章。
Let's look at chapter 3.
从第三章开始，就是魔鬼，就是透过蛇来要引诱。夏娃、亚当来犯罪。
Starting from chapter 3, it begins and it ends with the serpent tempting Eve.
所以神开始设立婚姻。
In the beginning, when God established this marriage,
魔鬼很厉害，他知道只要我打破婚姻的制度，我就可以赢了。
The devil and Satan knows that once you break this marriage, and he will win.
只要我从中来做一点事情，我就可以胜过了。
As long as I do something in between their marriage, then I will overcome all this and gain this victory in the end.
所以魔鬼知道婚姻当中有三个破口，他可以进去的。
And therefore, the Satan knows that there are three breachings within the marriage that he can enter into.
我们再看回来刚刚的第二章第十八节。
Let's then look at chapter 2, verse
18. 这一节有三点。
There are three points in this verse.
神为婚姻这个目的有三点。
There are three points of why God establishes marriage.
但是魔鬼也就用这三点找破口，要破坏婚姻的制度。
It is also because, using this verse, these three points that the Satan will use to ruin marriage.
第一点，我们来看第十八节。
Let's look at the first point, which is in verse 18.
神说，那人独居不好。
God said that it is not good for a man to be alone.
这是第一点。
This is the first point.
神看亚当什么都有。
God sees that Adam has almost everything.
很聪明，很能干。
He's very wise and he's good at doing many things.
但他自己一个不好。
But it is not good for him to be alone.
但是，因为这样子原因呢，神就为他创造了配偶来帮助他了。
And for this reason that he had created a helper for him.
但是魔鬼怎么来攻击，来下手呢？
But how does Satan attack at this point?
我让你结了婚之后，你还是孤单一人的。
The Satan will let him feel that he'll still be alone, even though he has been married.
我们来看第三章。
Let's then look up chapter 3.
第三章第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
耶和华神所造的，唯有蛇比田野的活物更狡猾。蛇对女人说，神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？这里蛇就单独的跟夏娃来讲话了。
Here you can see the serpent talks alone to Eve.
如果夫妻紧紧的在一起的话，
If husband and wife are together very closely by each other,
不单只肉体在一起，
not only physically,
心灵常常有一个交通，
and they have this communication and emotionally,
常常来分享，
and to have sharing with one another.
互相的鼓励的话,
and to encourage one another.
这个破口是很小或是不存在的,
then this breach would not even exist, or it might be just very small.
但是同样是伊甸园,
but now they're in the Garden of Eden.
我不晓得伊甸园到底有多大了。
I'm not sure if Garden of Eden, how big is it?
他可能想说, 啊, 我需要自己的空间啊。
He probably thought that maybe I need my own space.
这是不晓得怎么搞的，魔鬼或者蛇就有办法找下啊，单独的跟他讲话。
And we don't know the situation, but we know that the serpent, the Satan, was able to speak to Eve alone.
他知道可能跟他们两个一起讲话的话，可能不行。
And he knows that if he had spoken to them about this with when they're a pair, then it would be not possible for him to tell.
单独讲就可以骗他了。
But it would be easy for him to trick this woman now that they're separated.
这一点是非常严重的。
This is something that is very devastating.
神造婚姻就是让夫妻要常常在一起，单独居不好。
When God had created marriage, it was for husband and wife to be together.
但是现代人的生活很快，很忙碌。
But now the lives of men today is very busy.
有时候为了生活没有办法分居两地。
Sometimes because of you have to make a living, you cannot live at the same place.
为了移民分居两地。
And because you have to immigrate to another place, now you're living in different places.
这个真的是不容易。
This is indeed very hard.
有苦自己知。
And you have all these bitter things that you must only tell to yourself.
但是同时我们要了解，这个是个不得已的短时的事情，这是一个可能的破口。
But you have to understand and know that even though it may be a short period of time, but there will be this breach.
因为试探引诱就是在分开的时候就会出现。
Because temptation will face you and find you when the time you separate from your spouse.
先不要说试探的出现。
Let's not first talk about just temptation.
先长期分开的话, 有几种状况会出现。
Well, situations, different kinds of situations will happen when you separate for a very long time.
刚开始分开。
In the beginning, when you just separate,
很想对方,
you'll miss one another a lot.
电话每天打,
you'll probably call them every day.
一天打好几次,
you'll probably call them many times each day.
这个是正常的,
this is very normal.
后来习惯了,
but now that you're used to the separation,
电话里面也没有什么好讲的,
and you have not much to talk about on the phone.
啊, 有时候电话里面说, 诶, 有没有什么事啊?
And sometimes you'll ask, is there anything you want to tell me?
电话也不能讲太多,
and you can't really say much on the phone.
啊, 变成说一个礼拜讲一次就够了。
And now you probably only speak to them on the phone once a week.
后来变成呢?
And then what will happen?
可能一个月讲一次就够了。
And now probably you'll get used to only speaking to them on the phone once a month.
我碰到一个家庭啊。
I face this family.
在外地啊。
And they live in a foreign place.
那个兄弟告诉我, 我问他,
and this brother told me when I asked him this.
哎，那么你们分开那么远，怎么办? 有没有常打电话?
And I asked him that, you guys are separated for so long, living in different places. Do you call each other often?
他说刚刚有了，但是电话费那么贵，后来越讲越少。
And he says, well, in the beginning, yes, we do, but now it's very expensive to call long distance, so we talk less.
好了，拿起电话也不知道讲什么。
And now when I pick up the phone, I don't know what to say to her.
所以当肉体的距离远了，心灵的距离也可以慢慢远的。
And once physically a distance between you and your spouse becomes far and distant, then your emotionally and spiritually will also.
这个有英文有一句话叫做 out of sight, 叫 out of mind, 这是很自然的事情。
There's a saying which says that out of sight is out of mind.
所以怎么办呢?
Then what can you do here?
如果暂时生活的困难，暂时分开的话，
if it's just temporary separation,
两方面都要特别在神面前特别警醒。
Then you must be more alert in front of the Lord.
这个不是我愿意的。
And to pray to the Lord and say that, Lord, this is not my own will.
现在可能生活很困难。
Right now, it's very hard to make a living.
但是我们夫妻要一起祷告。
But our husbands and wife need to pray together.
求主特别的保守。
And to ask the Lord to keep them.
求主特别的怜悯。
And for the Lord to have great mercy on
不要想说, 啊, 老夫老妻的没问题了。
Don't think that we've been married for such a long time, there should be no problem.
只要分开都会有问题。
Once you separate, there will be a problem.
因为神已经说了,
because the Lord said it is not good for man to live alone.
除非不结婚,
unless you're not married and it is good for you to live alone.
结了婚再独居,
once you're married and then you live alone, this is not good.
所以夫妻要一起祷告求神帮助我们怎么可以解决这个问题，全家人可以在一起。
So husbands and wives, we need to pray and ask the help of the Lord. How can we solve this problem of separation?
我另外也看到一个例子。
I saw another example.
虽然夫妻很恩爱，但是因为现实生活真的要分隔两地。
And even though the husband and wife love one another, but because of reality in life and had to make a living, they had to separate.
感谢神的保守。
and thank the grace of the Lord.
没有试探，没有遇到引诱。
And he did not face any temptations.
还是很恩爱。
And they still love one another.
但是可惜的是。
But what is a pity?
丈夫都退休了。
Now that the husband has retired.
跟我很多年了，这样分开了工作，丈夫有一天要退休。
And after separation for a very long time, now the husband has retired.
结果退休的时候发觉我已经得到癌症了。
And once the husband retires, he realized that he has gotten cancer.
不久就去世了。
And not long after, he passed away.
本来想说啊，夫妻那么辛苦那么多年，为了孩子成长，现在孩子也成长了，退休了，可以一起在一起了。结果时间没有了，离开世界了。
And now, after many years of striving and hoping that to work for the family, and now that the children have all grown up, and now we have time for one another, but now he has gotten cancer, and there will be no time for one another anymore.
这个这太可惜了。
This is indeed is a great pity.
所以我们如果要面对这个分开的话，我们求主特别保守。
So if we have to face a separation, we need to ask God for help.
还要知道这个是一定是要短暂的，我们要一定要解决这个问题，我们一定要全家在一起。
And we also must know that this can only be temporary. The whole family needs to be together.
求主就帮助我们开路。
And may the Lord help us and guide our path.
既然要移民，就全家一起来。
Now that we're all coming here to immigrant, then we should all come as a family.
如果真的不行，就全家一起回去。
If you really can't, then the whole family should move back together.
这是神说独居就是不好了。
Because God said that it is not good for man to be alone.
如果夫妻有这个共识的话，主耶稣会开路了，主耶稣会带领的。
If husband and wife have the same concept about this, then the Lord will help you and guide your way.
而不要因为其他的因素来牺牲这个婚姻就不好了。
And not because of any other reasons that you sacrifice your own marriage.
那么我来看第二点。
Let's then look at the second point.
第十八节啊，这里说神说我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。
In verse 18, in chapter 2, it says, "I will make a helper suitable for him."
这里说神说我要造一个配偶，是一个而已。
Here God says, "I will make a helper." That means only one.
神创造婚姻就是一夫一妻的基督。
There should only be one husband and one wife in marriage.
但是因为罪进到世界了，这个一就守不住了。
But because sin has entered this world, this one, cannot last.
为什么不能守住呢
？How can you not only keep one?
我们来看罪对人的影响。
Let's see the effects of sin on men.
我们先看第二章的第二十三节啊。
Let's then look at chapter 2, verse
23. 这是全世界人类历史以来啊，第一句情话，第一封情书，就是这句话了。第二章的二十三节啊。
In chapter 2, verse 23, this is the first love letter that man has ever said or has written to another woman.
用讲的，没有写的。
And this is said to another woman.
只有一句话。
There is only one.
神把夏娃带到亚当面前。
When God had taken Eve in front of Adam.
亚当讲了句非常有诗意的话，今天可能听起来有点肉麻，但是非常是好听的。
And Adam has said something that may seem very mushy today, but it sounds very good to the ear.
哇，你说我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
And he said that this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh.
这句话比其他的情话更好。
This verse here is better than all the romantic things you would say to another.
比较土的那种情话，说你是我的星星啊，你是我的月亮，那么远都摸不到，抱不到，抱不到，怎么好？
And the other kind of romantic things you might say that's popular today is you're my star or you're my moon, but all these things are unreachable.
亚当很有诗意，他说你是我骨中的骨，是我里面的，是我的一部分。
Adam is very poetic, so therefore he says, "You are bone of my bone. You're part of me."
肉中的肉。
And you are flesh of my flesh.
没有可以形容更亲近的这个关系了。
There is no other description of a closer connection between here.
结果人犯了罪之后呢
？And now that men have sinned.
第十二节，就改变了，改变语气了。
And
第三章十二节。
Chapter 3, verse 12.
三章十二节。
Chapter 3, verse 12.
亚当就改口了。
And Adam has changed.
那人说，你所赐给我与我同居的女人啊，把那树上的果子给我，我都吃了。所以犯了罪就是改口变同居的女人了。
And now that the woman has sinned, he has changed what he called her, which is you woman that you, the woman.
就是住在一起的那个女人呢。
Which is He just calls Eve by the woman.
你看，一犯了罪，那个禁果一吃了之后，心态就不一样，讲话也不一样。
And now that they both have eaten the fruit of good and evil, now that he has said different things about that woman.
有人说啊，刚开始新婚了是享受。
They say the beginning of a marriage is a luxury.
久了一点呢？
And after a bit of time,
就是接受了。
And all you have to do, it becomes acceptance.
发觉有一些，为什么这样跟结婚之前都不一样的？算了，接受了。
You might see yourself and ask yourself, why is this all changed? And it's not like the beginning of the marriage. I guess all I can only do is accept this.
再久一点呢？
And what happens for a bit longer time?
问题越来越大，变成承受。
And the problem grows bigger, and all you can do is to take this, endure.
到最后了，就变忍受了。
And in the end, it becomes only to tolerate.
忍受不了就拜拜。
And if you cannot tolerate in the end, then you must say goodbye.
为什么这样？
Why is this so?
是不是性格不合？
Is it because your characteristics and personalities are not good for one another?
离婚的个案呢，跟法官讲都是 irreconcilable differences， 就是不可以配合这个修补的这个性格的不同。
And most marriages, when they end today, what they tell the judge is because there are differences that they cannot live with one another.
但是我们想一个问题。
But let's think and ponder about this point.
要可能在全地球里面找一个跟你性格完全 100% 一模一样的人吗？
Is it possible for you to find a person 100% the same characteristics and personality as you?
真的是一模一样就不会有问题吗？
And if it is truly the same, will there be no problems at all?
所以不是性格不同的问题。
Therefore, it's not because of your differences.
当一个婚姻出了问题，
Once a marriage has problems,
就是两方面之间可能跟神的关系出现了问题。
It might be between you and the Lord, and also your husband or wife, there's this problem with the Lord.
就像一个三角形。
It's just like a triangle.
神在最上面。
God is on the top of the triangle.
夫妻各在一边。
And husband and wife are on either side.
如果夫妻之间跟神的关系越来越亲近。
If the relationship with the Lord is very good with between the husband and wife,
他们就越来越上去，越来越上去啊。
Then they will reach almost the top of the triangle.
夫妻的心灵就可以契合。
Because then their heart will be united as one.
跟神的关系近，彼此的关系也会近。
Their relationship with God is very close, therefore their relationship with one another will also draw closer.
但是你看，亚当夏娃跟神都出了问题了。
But here, as you can see, now that Adam and Eve also has this problem with the Lord.
怎么办呢？
What can you do now?
你看他们之间的关系也越来越远了。
And their relationship with one another has drawn further and further.
这个就是问题的所在。
This is the source of the problem.
不是性格的不合。
It's not because of their differences.
而是属灵的生命出了问题，家庭出了问题了。
It is because they have problems with their spirituality and also within their own family.
这个就带进我们第二点了。刚刚说独居不好，那神说要做一个配偶来帮助他。
And this leads us to the second point, which is the first point was it's not good for man to be alone. The second, which he will make a helper.
当一方面出了问题的时候，
when one of the husband and wife faces a problem,
属灵上出了问题。
This problem with spirituality,
信心软弱下去了。
And their faith and their belief has gotten weaker.
这个时候怎么办？
Then what will happen here?
这个时候我们要帮助他。
Now we need to help them.
我们想这个问题，神造配偶来帮助我们呢？
Because God has created a helper for us.
什么帮助呢？
What can we do to help them?
应该是属灵上的帮助。
I would believe it is a help with their spirituality.
因为今天呢，煮饭也不一定要带他来煮了，这里餐馆那么多。
Because today you don't really need your other half to cook for you. There are many restaurants out there.
洗衣服也不需要太太来洗了，要洗衣机。
You don't really need your wife to wash your clothes because you know how to use the washing machine.
到底是什么帮助呢？
Then what kind of help do you gain from here?
彼此什么帮助呢？
What can you help one another with?
是彼此上属灵的帮助。
Which is help of spirituality for one another.
像这个时候，夏娃她可能快要吃禁果的时候了。
Right here, it's the moment before Eve eats this fruit of good and evil.
亚当应该要发现了。
Adam should have taken notice of this.
但是亚当没有发现，自己就有问题了。
But Adam has not noticed this, and therefore there is this problem.
你看，是亚当，就是夏娃先吃这个果的。
Because Eve was the first one to eat the fruit of good and evil.
但是啊，神就是直接问亚当，你的责任在哪里？
But then God asks immediately Adam, where's your responsibility?
所以啊，帮助都是彼此的提醒，属灵的提醒。
And therefore, we need to encourage and also to be alert for one another within spirituality.
我软弱了，我的对方要提醒我。
And now that I'm weak in my belief and in faith, my other half should help me.
啊，他软弱了，我也要提醒他。
And now my other half is weak, and I should help them.
这个就是堵住这个破口啊。
This is the way of blocking a breach.
就是互相的帮助。
Which is to help one another.
神要我们彼此在属灵上这个帮助。
The Lord wants us to help one another in spirituality.
但是夏娃不单止没有帮亚当，反而帮倒忙。
But not only Eve did not help Adam, but she created more problems.
亚当也没有提醒他说不可以吃啊，你吃了我不吃。
And Adam did not remind Eve that you should not eat that fruit, and even if you eat it, I should not eat it.
结果两个就一起吃，就两个就一起软弱了。
And now that they both have taken this fruit, then they both have become weaker.
当我们发觉我们的婚姻当中可能有破口的时候，
And when we notice that there might be this breach within our family, marriage,
怎么办呢？ 我们要堵住这个破口。
And what should we do? We must block it.
怎么堵呢？
How can we block this?
我们要用祷告来把它堵住。
We need to use our prayers to block this breach.
我们来看一个例子。
Let's see an example.
创世纪的第二章十八节。 我们来看十二章。
Genesis chapter 12.
创世纪的第十二章，
Genesis chapter 12.
这是神拣选亚伯拉罕。
It's when God had chosen Abraham.
拣选了亚伯拉罕之后呢？
After he has chosen Abraham.
他的儿子以撒就娶妻了。
And his son Isaac is going to be wed.
我们看25章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 25.
看创世纪25章。
Genesis chapter 25.
这里亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒娶了妻之后呢，刚开始。
And after the wife, after Abraham's son Isaac had taken a wife.
我们看25章的第19到21节。
Chapter 19.
Chapter 25. 25章19节到21节。
Genesis chapter 25 verse 19 to 21.
请读啊。
19. This is the account of Abraham's son Isaac. Abraham became the father of Isaac 20, and Isaac was 40 years old when he married Rebekah, daughter of Bethuel and Aram, and Padan Aram, the sister of Laban and Aram. 21. Isaac prayed to the Lord on behalf of his wife because she was barren. The Lord answered his prayers, and his wife Rebekah became pregnant.
这个是非常好的例子。
This is a very good example.
以撒他的婚姻跟利百加结了婚之后，他们生不了孩子。
And after Isaac had gotten Rebecca to marry him, she was not able to give birth.
对今天来说，这个不是什么大不了的事情。
For today's case, it might not seem as a great big problem.
因为很多人选择结了婚也不一定要孩子的。
Because many people choose not to have children after they marry.
但是几千年前就不一样了。
But thousands of years ago, this was very different.
如果结了婚没有孩子的话， 太太承受的压力就很大。
And if after marriage, the wife was not able to bear children, then their wife will have this great pressure on her.
甚至可能说，因为你不能生， 我去找别人。
And it might also because that you're barren that I can find another wife.
所以这个时候怎么办呢？
So what can you do here?
这也是隐藏的破口哦。
This is also a hidden breach.
这个破口不解决的话，
If you do not solve this breach,
会越来越大。
Then it will become bigger and bigger.
但是感谢神。
But thank the grace of the Lord.
以撒他有个观念。
Isaac has this concept in him.
现在我太太软弱。
It's my wife is very weak right now.
我太太生不出来。
And she's not able to give birth to her child.
信心也会软弱的。
And now her spirituality may also grow weak.
情感上也会软弱的。
And also within our relationship, it'll grow weak.
以撒说，我要帮他祷告。
And Isaac says, I will pray on behalf of her.
我要为他祈求耶和华。
I will pray for her and ask the Lord.
结果求。 到最后，神都应允他的祷告了。After
Isaac asked for this in the Lord, the Lord answered his prayer.
所以这个是非常好的一个图画，非常好的一个关系啊。And
therefore, this is a very good relationship that Isaac has with his wife.
神造夫妻。God
has created husbands and wives.
人不完美。And
even though man is not complete.
有时候有软弱。
And we have weaknesses.
怎么办呢？
What can we do?
因为他的软弱，我要帮他。
Because of their weakness, we must help them.
我不是嫌弃他。
But not to neglect them.
因为他那么软弱，他很需要我，所以我在暗中要为他祷告。
And because they're very weak, and therefore we should pray for them on their behalf.
求神改变他。
And ask the Lord to change them.
这是他不想的，他软弱。
And even though they do not want to, because they're very weak.
我要求主帮助他醒过来。
I need to ask the Lord to awaken them.
在其他国家有一个家庭。
And in another country, there was this family.
夫妻刚刚移民到新的国家。
And the husband and wife, they just immigrated to this new country.
生活压力很大。
And they have this great pressure to make a living.
先生本来在本国的时候很爱主，做很多圣工。
And in the beginning, when they were in their home country, the husband did a lot of holy work.
这个因为生意失败。
And because of their business had gone down.
去到新的国家又不顺利。
And they went to a new country, but their business was still very bad.
这个先生的信仰从很高跌到很低啊。
And now the husband's faith and belief was at the pinnacle point, and now to the very bottom.
啊，他这个太太很伤心。
And the wife now was very sad.
这个太太有时候还被先生打。
Sometimes the husband would beat the wife.
以前当教会的工人，现在可以打太太。
Before he was a holy worker of the church, and now he was able to beat his wife.
怎么办呢？
What can he do now?
太太知道啊，先生知道啊，太太知道先生那么软弱。
The wife knows that the husband is very weak right now.
我要帮助他祷告。
I really need to help and pray for him.
打电话给传道执事，叫他帮忙祷告。
And also I pray to the deacons and the preachers to ask them to pray for my husband.
对他不弃不离。
I will not leave him and I will not neglect him.
感谢神。
And thank the grace of the Lord.
到最后神感动他的先生啊，我怎么可以这样做？
At the end, God had touched the heart of the husband and to ask for him to ask himself, how can he do such a thing?
时间到了，神就改变他的心意。
When the time has come, God has changed his heart.
让他回转。
To let him come back.
所以今天我们来想一个问题。
So therefore, today we should ponder upon this question.
教会要成长。
For a church to grow.
每个人的家庭先要坚固。
Everyone's family needs to be first established firmly.
家庭坚固的第一个重要部分就是婚姻之间的关系要坚固。
In order for a family to be established firmly, the first point that you need to have is to have a very established marriage.
我们要求神保守祝福每一个家庭的婚姻。
We need to ask the Lord to help and guide our marriage in a family.
听那么多，可能说我选择没有结婚，这个可能跟我没有关系。
And after you hear a lot of this, you might think that I choose not to wed, and this has nothing to do with me.
就算我们现在没有结婚。
And even though now you decide not to marry.
我们每一个人都有个属灵的婚姻哦。
But all of us have this spiritual marriage.
我们请看哥林多后书。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第十一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多后书第十一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 11.
十一章
，Chapter 11，
第二节
，Verse 2。
十一章第二节到第三节
，Chapter 11 verse 2 to 3， verse 2， I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy. I promise you to one husband to Christ, so that I might present you a pure virgin to him. Verse 3， but I am afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your mind may somehow be led astray from the sincere and pure devotion to Christ.
就算我们在地上没有属肉的婚姻呢。
And even though we don't have this physical marriage within this world,
我们都有一个属灵的婚姻。
We all have a spiritual marriage.
就说将来要嫁给主耶稣，属灵的婚姻献给基督。
Which is a marriage that we're going to be married to the Lord.In the future.
现在还没有结，还在准备的当中。
Right now, we're all not wed to the Lord yet. We're all in the time of preparation.
感谢神，在我们在座当中，现在最紧张的是哪两位呢？
And within among all of us today, who do you think is the most nervous?
可能在听道理，但是还想想明天会发生什么事情呢？
Even though they might be listening to the sermon, but they'll be thinking what will happen tomorrow.
最紧张的是明天的新娘哥跟新娘啊。
And they will be worried that tomorrow that I'll be married.To a husband or wife.
衣服啊，漂亮的化妆品啊，照相机啊，什么都准备好了。
And now that everything is prepared, my gown, my camera, and my makeup and everything.
明天贞洁的童女要先给新郎。
Tomorrow, a pure virgin will be given to a groom.
很紧张的这个事情。
This is something that's very nerve-wracking.
今天我们教会也是一样，这样要打扮的过程当中。
Today, this is the same for our church. We're in time of preparation when we're pampering ourselves and also getting us ready for the Lord.
为什么主耶稣还没有接我们？
Why have the Lord not come to take us?
因为还没有够漂亮。
Because we're not pretty enough.
衣服还没有穿漂亮。
Because our gown is not pretty enough.
样子还没有打扮漂亮。
And our look is not pretty enough.
信心还没有完备。
And our faith is not complete.
爱心没有完全。
And our love is not complete.
但是没关系，越来越好，今天比昨天好。
And of course, this is okay as long as we'll get better and better. We're better than yesterday.
我明年的信心要比今年的好。
And my faith tomorrow will be better than today.
所以到最后就献给基督了。
And therefore, in the end, will be offered to the Lord.
但是小心呢，不要婚礼之前就被蛇勾去了，勾走了。
But please remember that we should not be deceived by the serpent's cunning before your marriage.
保罗很担心呢，哥林多教会都还没有嫁给基督，就被蛇骗走了。
Paul was very nervous and afraid that before the Church of Corinthians would be married to the Lord, that the serpent's cunning will deceive the church.
所以我们跟神的关系,
therefore, our relationship with the Lord,
也不要有破口,
we cannot have this breach.
也要把它堵住,
we need to block this.
我们家庭的婚姻的关系,
and also the marriage within our family.
也求神保守,
we also ask the Lord to help and to keep it.
我们想一个问题, 我们常常为很多生活的琐事来祷告。
And we often know that we'll pray for many of the things that's in our daily lives.
我们问问自己。
Ask yourselves.
有没有很认真地为我的配偶来祷告？
Have you ever really prayed very hard for your other half?
这个是一点，有没有为我的配偶很认真？我们可能常为儿女祷告，但是有没有为配偶祷告？
And this is a very important point to ask yourself that do you ever pray very hard for your other half? You may pray for your children, but do you pray for your other half?
再来问一个问题。
Another question.
我们有没有跟配偶一起祷告呢?
Do you pray with your other half?
但如果还没有信主，但没有办法。但是如果信了主，有没有一起跪下来祷告呢?
Of course, if you other half have not believed, then you can't do this. But if you both are members in the church, do you pray together?
就算分隔两地。
And even though you're in separate places.
没关系。
It's okay.
有时候长途电话讲完了。
And now that you have ended just a long-distance call with your spouse,
除了讲我很想你，你很想我之外，
other than saying I miss you and you miss me,
来，我们现在遇到这种问题，我们讲完电话之后，祷告十五分钟。
And you can say, now we face this problem. After we talk, done talking on the phone, let's pray together for 15 minutes.
常常祷告，求神帮助，就把婚姻的破口堵住了。
And when you pray often and ask for the guidance and the help of the Lord, then you will block this breach within this marriage.
沟通也把这个破口堵住了。
And if you communicate with one another more often, then you can block this breach.
求神怜悯我们。
And may God have mercy on all of us.
每个人家里可能都有个浪子。
And maybe there might be this wandering son that is within all family.
都可能有一个破口。
And there might be a breach within all family.
求主耶稣帮助我们把它堵住了。
But let's ask the Lord to block this breach.
我们请唱诗。
Let's all sing hymns.
430